Okay. I see it now. That's definitely that's supposed to be a little V with a vector over it. That's definitely what it's supposed to be. And that's how it evolved down that route to get there. Okay. All right. And I apologize for being astounded that you couldn't read my remarkable handwriting. Because, yes, indeed, I can see where you got confused. Okay, so now what we're ready to do is throw this thing into here, right? So this all gives me my d squared w, d little omega, d big omega, which is going to be my spectral fluence, which is what I need, is equal to 2 little r naught squared v phi over omega magnitude of b tilde squared. Okay, so all I'm doing there is I've got this as an integral over d omega. I'm pulling the d omega over to this side so that I can get the spectral fluence. And this is going to equal mu omega squared q squared over 16 pi squared v phi times the magnitude of the integral from minus infinity to infinity dt prime. I dropped my prime there. I'm not sure why I dropped my prime. I guess it doesn't really matter. If I keep it inside the integral,